Next application is change, excuse me, conditional use, number 2331, Sweet Meadows Riding Academy.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a horse riding academy with overnight accommodations and associated agricultural activities to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres more or less. The property is lying on Sweet Meadow Lane on the north side of Deer Run Road, which is Sussex County Route 388, approximately 0.5 miles southwest of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20. The 911 address is 37033. Sweet Meadow Lane, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 27.04. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received one letter in opposition. Thank you.
Okay, you have the floor.
All right, good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Panani Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application for Sweet Meadows Riding Academy. And with me this evening is the owner of Sweet Meadows Riding Academy, Mrs. Shelley Lynn Wright Esteban. As introduced, this is an application to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 residential district located on 5 acres more or less, being in the Baltimore 100, with an address of 37033 Sweet Meadow Lane, Selbyville, Delaware. It's located on the north side of Deer Run Road, which is also Sussex County Road 388, and it's directly across the road from Bear Hole Road, Sussex County 390. The subject property is owned by Mrs. Wright and her husband and three children. They currently live on the property as well. I did submit a application or an exhibit booklet, and that I will go through just briefly go through some of the exhibits in there, but they are made of public record. Most notably, I'd like to direct you to tab 2, where Mrs. Wright has received 4 letters in favor as well as 200 signatures for the proposed use that we're going to present to you this evening. And tab 3 of the hearing booklet, Sweet Meadow Riding Academy was founded again by Mrs. Wright in 2003 and was on the subject parcel and has been operating under an existing special use exception approval, case number 8287-2003, and as approved by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment back on August 18, 2003. The use was approved for a riding academy for the purpose of boarding horses and teaching equestrian skills. The property itself consists of the existing dwelling where, again, her and her husband and three children currently reside. There's an office on the property, and I have presented an existing conditions plan, which is in the tab 1 of the property, and as well as we do have a conditional use site plan, which I will go over here in just a second. So there is an office on the site. It does have its own separate address, separate from the existing home that is on the property. There are existing barns and sheds, there's run-ins and lean-tos on the property. There's parking and pastures that she currently uses for the riding academy. The facility is currently gated. It's a key-coded gate that her customers have access to through a key code when they come to the site. It's separated. It's down the lane of the existing entrance that comes into the site past the existing dwelling that would be on the right-hand side as shown on the site plan here. There's a gate back here, and so it is secured. She also has security cameras throughout the entire property. Currently on the site, she has, of course, animals. She has 2 horses. She has a mini horse. She has an alpaca, 2 goats. She has a Highland bull. And she has 6 chickens and 1 peacock. I was going to sing that to you, but
I'm disappointed.
Well, maybe not. So Mrs. Wright does propose to expand her horse riding academy with overnight accommodations and associated agricultural activities, and I'll go through a few of those in just a minute. The overnight accommodations would consist up to 10 individual style guest accommodations for temporary occupancy for persons engaged only with the specific use of the riding academy. Specifically, she's proposing 4 cabins, 2 yurts, 3 tents, then they're A-style frame tents. I do have an exhibit here, and these are in the exhibit booklet. And then she has an existing barn on the property, and she is going to offer up 1 barn-style sleeping quarters, as folks like to be able to sleep near the animals inside the barn. So it'll be an existing accommodation for folks who want to have that experience of sleeping, in a barn. So she'll have that available for those types of folks. The reason for the makeup of the different types of accommodations here is because of the different style people, what people would like to stay in when they come in to experience the farm experience, the riding of the horses, the taking care of animals, the learning, the educational part. It's her biggest part of her business plan is education. It's teaching different styles of taking care of these animals, taking care of horses, equestrian type style of her business plan for this particular property. She is proposing a bathhouse. I'll go back to the site plan up here. So these areas, these units here, we located in this area here, directly behind her house. There's 3 cabins here. There is an existing shed, her office and teaching area here, and that will be part of one of the overnight accommodation cabins. Then there's 3 additional cabins proposed here. There's 3 A-style tents and then 2 yurts. And again, those tents could possibly look, or the cabin could look like this wagon here. That's one of the style units that she would like to try to propose for the facility. And you can see that it has a tent on it and stairwells. All these units will be permitted and will be submitted to the building code and will meet all building code requirements for the Sussex County. There will be a bathhouse that will be provided for overnight guests of the facilities. Some of the cabins will have bathroom facilities built in inside the cabins themselves. For folks who like that style of living in a cabin here, and again, that's so they'll have some bathroom facilities in those. And again, all these structures will be permitted through the building code. The Horse Riding Academy and associated agriculture activities will be centered around the horsemanship for the visiting guests and will offer education and an unforgettable farm-like experience. Some of those activities that are that the guests could expect are classes on care for horses and other farm animals. They'll have a daily chore schedule. So as you're experiencing this farm, the folks who will be visiting the site, they'll have chores that they'll have to do on a daily basis. That's part of the experience. Dude ranch living, ranch life, and style riding. So she'll have a cowboy camp for the facility. I've listed several in my findings here of what she likes to do, what she does offer: English riding, equine-based demonstrations, and the like. Animal yoga. She does horse whispering. So all that is taught and is performed on the site currently under her riding academy. The properties are bordered on the north and east by an existing residential dwelling and a once-used chicken house. One of the support letters that we do have in the letter here, it's still there. It's an old chicken house. The residence is back here in the back here, and they have written a letter of support, and that is in under tab 2. It's bordered on the south and west by an existing residential dwelling here. And that letter of support is also in the booklet. And then she's bordered on the west over here by an agricultural field. She She has proffered and she has planted a vegetated buffer, leaving from behind the existing residence here going down the easterly property line and the northerly property line here. So that buffer she did plant and is in place currently and growing. On the west side here, and adjacent to this neighbor, she is a 6 foot high privacy fence along their common property line, on the west of her property, the east of their property, and on the north and south of the property here, there is a 6 foot high privacy fence to buffer. Along this section of land here, we're not proposing a buffer at this time. There is existing vegetation, there's an existing swale going along that property. And it is going along an existing, it is an agricultural field there, and that relationship between the two agricultural uses she finds beneficial when she's performing her educational teachings with the folks within there. So having that relationship between that farm field and her pastures and the activities, she felt like buffering it right now. And in one of the conditions I do have in the conditions book, that is, if that farm field, which we all know that sometimes farm fields get filled up with residential dwellings, if that ever does happen, she will plant a buffer on her side of the property and buffer her use from any residential dwellings that should be planned there that would get planned there in the future. The immediate surrounding area to this property is a mixture of AR1 agricultural residential land, and then there's a large swath of, this is the zoning map here, you can see GR land that is catty-cornered to the street there. The conditional use is not out of character with the neighborhood, as there are several other conditional use properties in the vicinity of this property, and is, you know, agricultural based in nature. So if you can see, this is her property here. It's a little faded out with the highlight here, but you can see all the conditional use properties in the area here that have taken place in the past. The conditional use application will be subject to the provisions of the county code. The purpose of the conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot otherwise be well adjusted by the environment, in particular locations with full protection offered to surrounding properties by the rigid application in the district's regulations. So the horse riding academy, with the overnight accommodations and associate agriculture activities uses generally of a public and semi-public character, and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of that relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact on neighboring properties requires the exercise of the planning judgment and the site plan that we have submitted. So we've submitted a site plan that outlines what's existing out there, how she currently has her operations set up, and then the proposed overnight accommodations, as I previously stated. The 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, this is in a developing area, which is one of seven growth areas in the comprehensive plan. The property is surrounded by areas designated on the map as coastal area and is in close proximity. So all the yellow here, this is her property here, this is the developing area, this is the coastal area, and then here she's in close proximity to the commercial area. The comprehensive plan update is beneficial and desirable for these general conveniences and welfare and its residents because it promotes tourism and related services, economic growth in designated development areas, and it offers employment opportunities, significant economic benefits to the area business, and is consistent with the character of the zoning and development in the area, and that there will be no negative impact on schools or similar public facilities. The 2019 comprehensive plan states that permitted uses in the form of mixed-use development with careful mixture of homes with light commercial is appropriate to provide for these types of services. Section 9.2.1 of the comprehensive plan states that agriculture is an important sector for the overall economy of Sussex County, and it provides a strong economic foundation, and further states that given the importance of agriculture to Sussex County, it is important to have an understanding of the size of the industry, to look at recent trends in the industry. And given the size of the agriculture industry, there is a large potential for agritourism in the county, and that's on pages 9-12. Sweet Meadows is listed under the agritourism with the Delaware Department of Agriculture, and I've submitted that document, and it's under tab 4 within the existing hearing booklet. And again, the 2020 state strategies identifies this in a level investment area level 3. The property will have access, has an existing entrance currently on the site. It will have access to Deer Run Road through that existing access, has an existing driveway going to the back. So all that is existing at this time. The conditional use will not adversely affect the congestion of the roads as confirmed by DELDA, which is determined that the horse riding academy with overnight accommodations and the agricultural uses would generate fewer than 50 trips per day and considers the development traffic to be diminutive in the context of the agreement. No traffic impact study was required. The opposition letter that was submitted on the record talks about traffic by the neighbor across the street. Talks about, you know, the busy country road and the traffic. We feel that providing this overnight accommodation will reduce traffic because folks now have to come to the site and they, and experience the facility and then they have to leave. Well, if they stay overnight, that's less traffic that will enter in and out of the existing entrance on the road. So we feel that there will be a decrease in the amount of traffic that would be entering and exiting of the property for the use. And just some housekeeping items, there's no wetlands on the property. We did an environmental review seeing as how we were close in proximity to the coastal area. I do provide all the maps, all the aerial maps, all the dated maps, all the environmental maps. They are in the hearing booklet. So there are no threatened or endangered species on the property. The property is in a Tier 1 Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and there is currently sewer to the property. So the use will be connected to the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer. Water is for domestic use is provided through a private commercial wells that are already servicing the property. The property is not located in any excellent groundwater recharge or wellhead protection areas. It's outside the 500-year floodplain. And the property is located in the Roxana Fire Department, station number 90, that services the area for fire protection. As I stated, the project will be subject to conditions of approval. I did submit the conditions of approval on tab 6 of the hearing booklet. Just a couple of quick noted items under the conditions of approval. The use will be limited to the horse riding academy with the overnight accommodations and the associated agricultural uses. The maximum number of overnight accommodations will be 10 individual style guest accommodations for temporary occupancy for persons engaged only with the specific use of the horse riding academy and associated agricultural uses. She does currently have a sign on the property. It is under 32 square feet each side, so she would like to keep that sign as is. The facility will be open all year round, and she has programs scheduled for all year round. That's how she runs her academy. But we do have a condition here for quiet hours, and those quiet hours would be from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. every day. And then security lighting, all the other standard types of conditions. The security lighting, any security lighting that's on the property will have downward illumination. She does have security cameras surrounding the property, keeping the property very secured with those. I mentioned the buffers. She will maintain all those buffers, with the exception, I did put in a condition here that when parcel 28 were to be developed in a residential homes along the shared property line, then a vegetative buffer will be required to be planted by the applicant within their boundary. And then the other conditions, DelDOT, Sussex Conservation District, the State Fire Marshal Office is all there. Under tab 4, she provided a vision of the horse riding academy. She provided her goals, she provided what it's all about, and she put in there a summary. I'm not going to read that. I'll let you, it's under tab 4, but that is, and again, I did have that on the cover page here. If I can click to it, right there, that's the vision. That's her vision. So you could read that, and it's pretty much summing up what I just presented here. So we feel that the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meaning the purpose of this district, and the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space in an appropriate location for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular location, with full protection offered to the surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations, which is essential desirable for the general convenience, early growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, with the my presentation, the hearing booklet that we've presented on the record, and Mrs. Wright and I are here to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Davidson. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
I have none, Madam Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
Tell me about the bathhouse.
So, because there's going to be tents and yurts, and we need to be able to provide a bathhouse, so I need my 12-year-old granddaughter here. anyway, there's
right here. She'll be your substitute.
I'm 12. What did you need to do?
I just blow. Yeah, blow that area up right there. There is a bathhouse located. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. So we are proposing, as you come in the entranceway here, this is the existing entrance here. There is a bathhouse that is proposed here. That will be connected to the public facilities of the Sussex County. So it'll be a bathhouse for the folks that are overstaying. Plus, it'll be essential bathrooms for the academy as well.
Sounds good. No other questions?
Okay. I just had a couple of things. So, the yurts, are they going to be temporary? Like, will they be put up in the spring and summer and then taken down?
No, she plans to. Yes.
Permanent. Okay.
That's correct.
I was just curious because I didn't know how a yurt really works if it gets flimsy with winds. I go by this property all the time and had no idea that you have so many programs there because I never see a lot of traffic or whatever. But when I pulled in there, it's really organized, and I noticed the gate. But it's all, you know, in lockdown, so that's really good. I'm impressed by the programs that you have there.
Thank you.
Let us know if you ever do wine with horses or something.
Wine with horses?
Oh,
okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Not for me, thank you.
No, thanks.
No. Okay. You want to have a seat? I don't think there's anybody here, but is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of application number? Conditional use number 2331 Sweet Meadows. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, do you have anyone on the line that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there any other discussion? No? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite you to stay with us till the end of the meeting. See if we make a decision or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you.